I talked earlier in my praise report about the keys of the kingdom. And David had the keys of the kingdom. King David had them. He had them as a shepherd boy, and he had them as king. And he treasured them. And God loved David. We see that in the Psalms, definitely. One of the keys of the kingdom that he had that was so strong is the fact that he believed that God is. Do you believe that God is?
Yes, he is.
And then it says, if we believe that he is, he will reward those who diligently seek him. That's the key of the kingdom. Keep knocking at the door. Keep talking to him. Keep up on the relationship with your Father God, because you're his child and he wants to bless you. So we see in Psalm 38. Paula, did you know which verse I'm going to use in Psalm 38 today?
15.
It's the only one in the whole Psalm to open the service with. Amen.
I thought it was the end one. For
David is complaining during this Psalm.
Yes,
he's fighting a battle during this Psalm. He's surrounded by enemies. But in the midst of all of it, right smack dab in the middle of the Psalm, he says this: for in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. He's saying, I believe you are who you say you are, and I believe that you're going to hear me. As he says, for in thee, O Lord, that's the Old Testament word, Jehovah, the self-existent one, or the Jewish national name for God, Jehovah, Yahweh. They don't even say it. They don't even say it. They just write it because it is so holy, so precious that it can't cross their lips. And he says, you self-existent one, I put my hope in you. It means to be patient, to cause to have, to make to hope, to tarry, to trust and wait. God, I'm going to wait for you until you answer my prayer. You're there. I know you're there, and you're going to answer. And then he says, he makes a positive statement. We need to do that. We need to make positive statements to God. You will hear. You will hear. And that means it's more than just hear. The Hebrew word means to answer, to bear witness to. You're going to listen. You're going to really listen to me, and you're going to answer me, Lord. To heed, to pay attention to. God, I know you're paying attention to me. I'm calling out to you, and you are paying attention to me. And it's by implication, it means to respond. So he's stating, I know I'm saying it over and over again, but he's saying, God, you're listening to me. Hallelujah. And then he goes on to say, O Lord, my God. And this is what he states, where he states. He's saying, O Adonai, O my master, my owner. And then he says, he puts behind that, my God, my Elohim, my great, exceeding, mighty God. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. He's telling God who he is. God loves that. He loves it. He loves his people to have faith in him and believe him. So Peterson translates it, what I do, God, is wait for you. Wait for my Lord, my God. You will answer. And the New Living says, for I'm waiting for you, O Lord. You must answer for me, O Lord, my God. Amen. I think they both got it right, don't you? Amen. Let's stand and let's say it from the King James. Oh, I surprised you, Pat. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord, my God. He had the keys of the kingdom. We got them too. Let's sing about them, Pastor Cal.
Amen.